The FBI stormed a hotel in Boston today. They're searching for suspects in yesterday's terrorist attacks. FBI head Robert Mueller says no arrests were made, but he says several people have been detained. Fred Tice is a reporter with member station WBUR in Boston. Fred, where in Boston is the hotel, and what do we know about what happened there?
Linda, the hotel is the Westin Copley Hotel. It is, as its name indicates, near Boston's Copley Square, a very elegant old square in the heart of Boston's most expensive shopping district. This afternoon, around 1 p.m., a very large police presence began to build up around the hotel. At least 100 Boston police officers, members of a bomb squad, as well as SWAT team officers, went into the hotel. Agents were carrying fiber optic equipment, which allows them to look under doors. Later in the afternoon, the Boston Globe reported on its website that three people were detained. They were traced through a credit card that was used to buy tickets on the flights involved in the attack on the World Trade Center. Both those flights left from Boston yesterday morning.
The airline flights that left from Boston crashed, one into the World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon. Airport officials briefed today at Logan. What did they tell you?
Well, yeah, actually, Linda, just permit me one correction. Both those flights crashed into the World Trade Center, the American Airlines and United flights,
I beg your
both
pardon.
bound
You're
for L.A.
absolutely right.
At Logan Airport yesterday, we had a lot of questions for officials, including FBI officials. They had few answers. Among the questions that were raised were whether any of the hijackers had gained access to the tarmac by using Massachusetts Port Authority uniforms and security badges. There were questions about missing security badges, and also about whether the suspects were on an Immigration and Naturalization Service watch list, whether the suspects had purchased one-way tickets, and whether four of the individuals involved in the hijackings out of Logan Airport yesterday arrived late, just before the flights were to leave. Officials refused to answer those questions, but the FBI special agent in charge in Boston, Charles Prouty, did say that the FBI is getting a lot of solid leads from people calling in and also logging into their website.
The FBI is investigating other areas around Boston, outside of the Copley Hotel. There was another hotel.
Yes, there was. There's a hotel in Newton, and that is a suburb of Boston. Police arrived there early this morning, and then were reinforced by local police arrived this morning and were reinforced by Massachusetts State Police, a large contingent, shortly before noon. FBI agents then came in and were seen taking out envelopes. It is not clear what is in the envelopes, although we have a wire service report that says that the information there linked one of the hotel occupants to somebody who was on the manifest of one of those two flights to out of Boston yesterday.
Do they appear to just be gathering up everything they can find that's related to the flights, or do they have some reason to believe that these particular people are related to the hijackers?
It seems that they believe that this information is related to the hijackers. Among some of the other evidence that they're sifting through are videotape records out of Boston's Logan Airport, and particularly the parking lot, where there is a camera that records every car license plate as it goes in. Officials at Logan say there are no cameras that register passengers going into the aircraft, so there's no way for them to identify people there.
And finally, a bit about the Canadian connection. One of the suspects entered the U.S. from Canada very quickly.
Yes, apparently five people came in from Canada yesterday, boarded two flights to Boston very early yesterday morning.
Thanks very much, Fred.
You're welcome,
Reporter
Linda.
Fred Tice from member station WBUR in Boston.